أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال لا يأتيكما طعام ترزقانه إلا نبأتكما بتأويله قبل أن يأتيكما ذلكما علمني ربي إني تركت ملة قوم لا يؤمنون بالله وهم بالآخرة هم كافرون واتبعت ملة آبائي إبراهيم وإسحاق ويعقوب ما كان لنا أن نشرك بالله من شيء ذلك من فضل الله علينا وعلى الناس ولكن أكثر الناس لا يشكرون صدق الله العظيم. These are verses 37 and 38 of Surah Yusuf, continuing with the incident that was being discussed yesterday. Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam is imprisoned. Together with him are two youngsters that have also been present, one the cupbearer of the king, the other the baker of the king. Their case is now pending, there's an investigation. They come to Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam with the dreams that they had. And Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam's response in these verses, قَالَ لَا يَأْتِيكُمَا طَعَامٌ تُرْزَقَانِهِ. He says to them that no food will come to you which you have been sustained with, إِلَّا نَبَّأْتُكُمَا بِتَأْوِيلِهِ قَبْلَ أَن يَأْتِيَكُمَا, but I will inform you about its description. In other words, whatever has been prepared for you, I have no knowledge of that preparation. I haven't seen it from the material point of view. But I will tell you what food is going to come to you. In other words, Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam now exposes to them this great miracle that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had given many years after Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala blessed Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wassalam with a similar kind of miracle, that whatever a person ate at home and he comes in front of Isa alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam would inform him about it. Whatever a person stored in his house, in his pantry or wherever, Isa alayhi salatu wassalam will inform him about what he has left at home. All of this are the miracles that Allah Ta'ala bestows upon Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam. Here Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam speaks about this miracle not to boast, wa na'udhu billah, not to show off. But remember, he is a Nabi of Allah Ta'ala, and it is imperative, it is compulsory upon a Nabi to expose his nubuwwat. Because it is compulsory for the people to bring iman in that particular Nabi, it is also compulsory upon a Nabi when Allah has bestowed upon him a miracle for him to expose it. So that becomes an aid for the people to bring iman in that Nabi. And here Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam speaks about this miracle, but again, he shows us another very great lesson. ذَلِكُمَا مِمَّا عَلَّمَنِي رَبِّي. That is what my Rabb has shown me. It is not from me. It is not some my own personal achievement. It is what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had taught me. In other words, here he establishes wahi ilahi. He establishes that wahi and revelation comes down to him. إِنِّي تَرَكْتُ مِلَّةَ قَوْمٍ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَهُمْ بِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ كَافِرُونَ. Now Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam, remember, this is an environment of kufr. People are worshipping idols, and Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam is now giving da'wat. And this is the amazing part of Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam, something that Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with, not burdened us with. That this is that ummah, كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. This is what Allah had blessed us with, is that to command the good, forbid the bad. And Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam, in this environment of the prison, Yusuf alayhi salam now gives them da'wat. But first, obviously, he speaks about, and he wants to speak about himself. And he says, certainly I had left the millat, the way of life, the religion of a people who do not believe in Allah and nor do they believe in the akhirat. Now it wasn't that I left it, so there was a point in time where I was practicing it, but it is very clear that from the very beginning I had not indulged in idolatry, in paganism, etc. وَاتَّبَعْتُ مِلَّةَ آبَائِي. What is my religion? Certainly I follow the millat of my forefathers. Number one, Ibrahim wa Ishaq wa Yaqub. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, Sayyidina Ishaq alayhi salatu wa salam, Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salam. We all know Yaqub was his father, Ishaq was his grandfather, Ibrahim alayhi salam was his great grandfather. This is that millat of Tawheed, that millat of the oneness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows us the lesson from Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam. Wherever we are in a position of giving da'wat towards Allah ta'ala, towards tawheed and the oneness of Allah. We should do it for the sake of Allah ta'ala. مَا كَانَ لَنَا أَن نُشْرِكَ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. It is not appropriate for us, it is not our way that we ascribe with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala anything whatsoever as partners. ذَلِكَ مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ عَلَيْنَا وَعَلَى النَّاسِ. Now this is not again boasting, but this is the fadl of Allah ta'ala upon us, and it is the grace of Allah ta'ala upon the entire mankind. This is another aspect we learn from here. Allah has blessed us with iman. Consider the fact that Allah has blessed us with iman, that it is a fadl, it is a grace of Allah ta'ala. And always make shukr to Allah ta'ala, not only for iman, but for all the ibadat that Allah ta'ala gives us the tawfiq to carry out. This is great fadl and great virtue from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَشْكُرُونَ. But most of mankind do not make shukr. They do not appreciate this great ni'mat that Allah ta'ala has given us. We don't recognize our iman and our deen as a ni'mat of Allah ta'ala. Allah give us the tawfiq that we make shukr on our iman every second of the day. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.